欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的聚会。
We welcome all that's here to attend our service.
愿主耶稣的恩典平安与大家同在。
May the grace and peace be with everyone here.
我们在聚会之前，请我们低头来默祷。
Before we begin, let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our morning service.
我们唱诗57首。
Let us sing hymn 57.
低头来祷告。
Please remain standing and bow our head in prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们六日劳碌做工之后，今天能够来到你的面前得享安息。
Lord, we thank you for the Sabbath that we may have a rest, a day of rest after 6 days of labor.
主啊，我们不但我们的肉体要安息，我们要照你的应许，把我们心灵的苦难、忧愁都卸在你的脚前。
Not only will we receive physical rest today, but we will also present to you our troubles in the spirit.For comfort.
因为你应许我们，在你的里面，我们不再有忧愁，也不再害怕，因为你要与我们同在。
For you have promises that in you we will no longer have worries or fear, for you will be with us.
求主你给我们信心，照着你的应许来得到安息。
May you give us faith that we may receive your peace according to our faith.
求主耶稣，你带领祝福我们今天的聚会。
We ask you to guide and bless our meeting today.
让每一个朋友都能够明白道理来认识你。
That all of our friends may understand your teachings and to come to you.
也让每一个人能够把我们的心倒空来迎接你进到我们里面。
And that we may empty our hearts and receive you.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
求你带领祝福我们的聚会。
Guide us and bless our services.
祝我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
That your name may be glorified.
哈利路亚。阿门。
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们先要请圣俄系的唱诗班来这边献诗然后我们再来查考圣经的道理。
And first, we'd like to invite the San Jose Choir to present a few hymns, and after that, we will continue with discussion of God's teachings.
We welcome
all of our friends who are here to attend our services.
今天早上跟大家来讨论超越虚空。
And this morning, I'd like to discuss with you the topic of transcending futility.
进入希望。
And enter into hope.
什么是虚空？
What is a futility
or vanity? 就是零。
Vanity or futility equals to zero.
虚空就是没有意义。
It means meaningless.
这是圣经对人生的一个结论。
This is a conclusion drawn by the Bible regarding human's life.
我们常常会感觉到生命非常的美好。
We often feel that life is beautiful.
特别我们活在加州，天气很好，空气很好。
Especially here in California with the wonderful weather.
所以每一天早上起来，我们都觉得非常的非常的好。
So every day that we wake up, we feel that the day is good.
所以要叫我们来相信说生命是虚空的，这是很难接受的。
It is difficult for us to accept that life is futile.
但是圣经里面所提到生命的虚空，是从人生的结论来推论出来的。
Yet the conclusion regarding life in the Bible as it being vanity is drawn from a life's experience.
我曾经去访问一个老弟兄。
Once I visited an elderly brother.
我发现他生活很简单。
I realized he led a very simple life.
他只有一个床。
He had a bed.
还有一个桌子。
A table.
一个电视。
A television.
还有一个书架。
And a bookshelf.
上面放他一生所照的照片，还有一些录影带。
On the bookshelf, he placed a memory of his life consisting of pictures and videotapes.
我看到这一位弟兄。
When I saw him,
他有一个博士学位。
He had a PhD degree.
他以前在公司大概职位也高，收入也很高。
He once had a good job.
是受人尊重的一个人。
He was respected by others.
但是到了年纪大了。
Yet when he was elderly,
到最后他要到这个养老院里面。
He still had to live in a nursing home.
所以我们人生如果看到最后将要结束的时候，我们再回头过来看，到底我们活的一辈子得到什么？
When we look back on our life as we near our end, we can see what we have accomplished.
结论就是我们什么也得不到，抓不走。
The one conclusion that we can draw is that we can take nothing with us.
所以虚空就是从这里推论出来的。
And that is how we can conclude that life is vain.
那虚空，这是一种很消极的想法。
Vanity is a pessimistic view of life.
但是圣经的目的不是要叫我们消极。
Yet the purpose of the Bible is not for us to be pessimistic about our life.
是我们过一个积极的生活。
Rather, it wants us to lead an active life.
所谓积极的生活就是来追求神。
And to have a hopeful life in the pursuit of God.
这样我们人生才有一个真正的盼望。
Then we can have hope as we live.
那在传道书的第六章
，in the Proverbs, sorry, Ecclesiastes, chapter 6,
一直到第七章
through 7,
在这个两章圣经节里面，我们可以看到有三件事情让人觉得没有神，我们是没有盼望的。
There are three things that were mentioned that lead us to conclude that we will have no hope in life if we don't have God.
也就是有了神，我们人活着才有一个盼望。
If we have God in our lives, then we have hope as we live.
好，我们先来看这三件事情是什么。
Let us take a look at what these three things are.
如果没有神，要怎么来解决？
And then how to solve the problem of not having God in our lives.
我们看传道书第六章。
Let's first read Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
Verse 12. 传道书第六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
人一生虚度的日子，就如影儿经过，谁知道什么与他有益呢？谁能告诉他身后在日光之下有什么事呢？
For who knows what is good for a man in life? During the few and meaningless days he passes through like a shadow.Who can tell him what will happen under the sun after he is gone?
这一节圣经节问两个问题。
There are two questions posed.
就是人一生的日子到底什么对我们真的有益处？
That is, what is meaningful in our lives?
什么真的对我们有益处？
What is truly meaningful?
这件事情非常重要。
This is an important question for us to answer.
你看我们每一天的生活都一直很忙碌在追求。
Every day we're busy pursuing something.
追求学问。
We're pursuing our knowledge.
然后在我们工作努力的工作。
We're pursuing for a promotion on our job.
最后有更好的收入。
So that ultimately we could have better income.
那这是我们人生的一个努力。
This is a goal that we all pursue.
但是十二节告诉我们说，什么是真的对我们有益处呢？
Yet in verse 12, it tells us what is useful and what is truly meaningful to us.
Meaningful. Okay. 我们人活在这个地面上好像是一个谜。
When we live, it is like a mystery to us.
没有一个人能够很清楚告诉我们人生是什么。
Nobody can tell us what life truly is.
那既然人生是一个谜，我们人就很难掌握我们的生命。
If life is a mystery, then we have a difficult, then it'll be difficult for us to grasp the goal of life.
我们活越久，越发现我们没有办法掌管我们的生命。
The longer we live, the more we find out how we cannot control our own destiny.
我们有很多的期待，但是会不会实现，这不是我们能够控制的。
We have many dreams, yet whether or not they will be realized.It's not under our control.
所以既然我们没有办法控制明天，所以我们对明天只能够有一个希望。
As we cannot control tomorrow, then we can only hope.
但是会不会实现？
Whether our dreams will come true, that is not up to us.
这不是我们能够把握得住的。
That's not something that we can control.
所以我们常常看到我们人在世界上活着。有很多不幸的事情发生。
That is why in in our lives, there are many things that happen that we do not wish.
哦，这个不是我们愿意的，但是确实发生了。
It's not something that we hope for, yet they happen.
哦，所以我们活得越久，我们会发现啊，人生是很无助的一件事情。
The longer we live, the more helpless we become.
啊，那要怎么办？
How can we solve this problem?
因为活得越久，我们越发现，啊，虽然我们想要幸福，不一定会活得很幸福。
The older we are, the more we find that our life may not be as abundant as we wish.
因为我们在传道书里面看到，哎呦，有两件事情。
For in the book of Ecclesiastes, there are two things.
我们看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第三章的第一节
Verse 1
凡事都有定期天下万物都有定时
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven
这里说每一件事情都有一定的时候
There is a destined time for everything that happens
那从第二节开始他就讲生有时死有时
So from verse 2 through verse 8 there is listed a time for everything that could happen
哦你会出生有一个时候，死也有一个时候。
Our birth is timed, so is our death.
哦，那有时候生病有一个时候，医治也有一个时候。
Our health and illness is also timed.
哦，那这个时候谁在决定的
？Who decides the timing of these events？
这个时候是神在决定。
It is God who controls the timing of these events.
所以人生我们不能够控制自己，但是神在控制我们。
Although we cannot control our life, yet God can.
那第二个传道书里面谈到机会
In Ecclesiastes it was also discussed that there are opportunities in our lives
第九章
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9
传道书第九章十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11
我又转念日光之下快跑的未必能赢力战的未必得胜智慧的未必得粮食明哲的未必得子财灵巧的未必得喜悦所临到众人是在乎当时的机会。
I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all.
这个地方在讲，人可以努力，但是会不会成功在乎机会。
We may strive towards our goal, yet our success depends upon chance and opportunity.
那这个机会是谁掌握的
？Who controls chance？
机会也是神赏赐的。
Chance is controlled by God。
时候也是神在控制的。
Opportunity and timing is also controlled by God。
所以在我们一生所发生的事情当中，有一个看不见的神，他在掌管一切。
In everything that happens to us in our lives, it is controlled by God。
我们可以努力，但是我们没有办法控制。
We may strive hard, yet we have no control over the future。
所以我们人在地面上，你会不会幸福？你可以盼望，但是你没有办法掌握。
Therefore, we may wish for certain things to happen in our lives, yet we have no control.
但是，当我们找到了神
，Yet when we find God,
人生最重要的一个神
，The most important thing in our lives is God.
我有发现，我们在神的里面神掌管一切，神会带领我们。
Then we will find that God will guide us in our lives.As he has control over the things that happen.
因为圣经里面描写神是我们的父亲。
For the Bible tells us that God is our father.
所以一个人如果没有神，离开神好像是一个孤儿。
A person without God is like an orphan.
这个孤儿没有办法控制自己。
This orphan has no control over his or her life.
但是当一个人找到了父亲，
Yet when a person has found a father,
他就没有忧虑。
He or she has no worries.
因为这个父亲在掌管他的明天。
For this father will control his future.
他会赐给他机会。
He, this father, will give this child an opportunity.
所以好像说我们现在在经济不是很好的时候。
Although we are in an economic downturn.
虽然可能我们也会失业。
Although we may lose our jobs.
但是我们没有忧虑。
Yet we should not be troubled.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们的前途在神的掌管。
For God controls our future.
神会供给我们的生活的需要。
God will supply our daily needs.
因此一个人的人生找到了神，他有真正的平安。
If a person can find God in his or her life, then he or she will find true peace.
我们看耶利米书的十七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章的第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7.
依靠神，以神为可靠的，那个人有福了。
But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
这个地方说，懂得去依靠神，这是有福气的。
Here it states that the person who trusts in the Lord is blessed.
人生最重要的就是这位神。
The most important thing in our lives is God.
跟他建立关系，我们会像第八节所说的。一棵树栽在溪水旁。
If we have a close relationship with him, we will be like a tree planted by the water.
下面说，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果子不止。
As stated in verse 8, that sends out its roots by the stream, it does not fear when heat comes.
我们在世界上会遇到很多困难的时刻。
There will be trouble in our lives.
就好像炎热来到。
These troubles will be like the heat waves.
又好像干旱之年。
It will be like the years of drought.
但是一个人懂得信靠神。
Yet if a person can rely upon God,
神会成为他的力量。
Then God will become this person's strength.
神会成为他的依靠。
This God will become his dependence.
神会带领他。
And God will become his guidance.
神会祝福他。
So that God will bless this person.
所以在干旱之年，他没有挂虑。
That is why in the years of drought, this person will never have trouble.
我们现在看出埃及记第二章。
Turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记的第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第三章。
Actually, chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我看见了他们受督工的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了我原知道他们的痛苦第八节
Verse 8
我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手领他们到那美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地
Verse 7 The Lord said I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt I have heard them crying out becauseof their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. Verse 8. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land.
在旧约时代啊，以色列民是神的选民。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
他们住在埃及。
They once lived in Egypt.
受到埃及人的压迫。
In the land of Egypt, they were oppressed.
非常的痛苦。
They suffered.
所以他们向神呼求。
And thus they cried out to God.
那神说我看见了。
And God states that he has seen.
看见他们的苦。
He has seen their sufferings.
我听见他们的哀声。
He had heard their cries.
我知道他们的痛苦。
He understood what they were undergoing.
然后我要下来救他们。
And this God was to descend and to save them.
救他们进入流奶与蜜之地。
To bring them into the land of honey and milk.
今天我们找到了神。
Today if we find God.
建立的关系，他就是我们的父。
Once we have a relationship with God, He becomes our Father.
所以我们有痛苦，你可以告诉神。
So if we have troubles, we can tell Him.
神可以看见。
He can see.
神可以听见。
He can hear.
神会知道。
He knows.
而且神会帮助我们。
And He will help us.
所以人生找到了神。
That when a person finds God,
我们常常发现我们走过的道路是充满神的恩典。
We realize.That our path is filled with the blessings of God.
2004年我搬到圣何西来。
In 2004, I moved to San Jose.
我有一个女儿在 New Jersey 因为求学，她没有办法跟我们一起过来。
And my oldest daughter remained in New Jersey for she was at school.
所以她自己一个在那里生活了五六年。
She lived there by herself for the past five years.
但这五六年来我没有办法照顾他，但是我们在他身上看到很多神的恩典。
In these past five years, we have seen many blessings from God.
在学业上也很顺利。
She has had a smooth career in college.
在婚姻上也很顺利，上个礼拜天结婚。
And then she was able to find someone she loved and that they became married last weekend.
差不多在四个月前，她发生一个很大的车祸。
And 4 months ago, she encountered a motor vehicle accident.
我本来不晓得这个车祸有多严重，后来我看到照片。
Originally, I didn't realize how severe it was.
就是整个这个车子的前面全部都没有被大卡车撞到。
In that collision, her car had been completely wiped out.
但是她连一个擦伤都没有。
Yet she suffered no injuries.
一直到现在好好的，都没有什么后遗症。
To this day, she has had no residual effects.
她说在车祸发生的时候，她第一个就是祷告。
She said that when she encountered that accident, the first thing that came to her mind was to pray.
她也整个人就一直在车上祷，后来人把她拉出去了。
And she prayed in the car.As the rescuer were trying to free her.
她才发现自己发生了车祸。
Then she realized that she was in an accident.
所以虽然父母不在，
although her parents weren't there with her.
但是我们体会到神与她同在。
Yeah, we could all feel that God was with her.
所以我在她这个五六年当中，我对神非常的感谢。
I'm very thankful to God for keeping her safe for these past 5 years.
因为真的是充满神的恩典。
For her life was filled with God's grace.
但是更可贵，让我更感谢神了。
What I'm even more thankful for,
就是虽然父母不在，
is that although we weren't there with her,
但是我发现她的信仰还可以。
Yet she has kept up her faith.
凡事懂得依靠神。
And that she understood to rely upon God.
懂得祷告神。
That she knew to pray to God.
而且在品德上也都能够持守纯正。
And that in her behavior, she was upright.
所以在这个社会上我一直感谢神能够品德上、信仰上都很好，这实在是神的恩典。
I often thank God that she can have an upright behavior, particularly in this society.
那虽然有空间的距离、时间的距离，但是跟家人的感情还是很亲密。
Although time and space separates us, yet our relationship is still close.
那我可以做一个结论，就是这不是人教的，我想就是因为神与他同在。
And my conclusion regarding the past 5 years was that God was with us so that we can maintain this close relationship.
所以我们常常发现说要怎么建立一个幸福的家庭。
Often we ask a question as to how we can establish a blessed family.
到最后我们发现只有一个答案。
In the end, there is only one answer.
就是全家要有信仰。
That is, the family should have faith.
要全家有神同在。
That the family should have the abidance of God.
有神的爱充满。
That God's love fills this family.
有神的圣灵感动。
That God's spirit moves everyone.
有神的道理来遵行。
And that everyone lives by the words of God.
那这个家庭就很幸福。
Then this family will be blessed.
这个家庭就充满着平安跟喜乐。
This family will be filled with peace and joy.
物质生活高低，这个不是最重要的。
The comfortness in our lives is no longer the focus.
有的家庭像五星级的饭店。
Some families enjoy being in the five-star hotel.
但是好像饭店。
Yet, actually, some families have houses.Similar to that of a five-star hotel, yet that is the end of that family.
因为里面的人没有爱，没有互动。
For the members of that family do not have love.
生活水准很高，但是里面没有平安，没有喜乐。
Although they have high social status, yet they have no peace or joy.
所以人生要幸福，最重要的就是要有神。
The blessings in our lives come from God.
而且要有神同在。
And it comes from the abidance of God.
因此这个传道书里面讲的虚空。
Thus, the Ecclesiastes discussed about futility.
就是人生是一个奥秘，最重要的是什么？没有人能够告诉我们。
And that life is a mystery, and yet no one can tell us what's most important in our lives.
回到圣经就发现，最重要的是神。
When we return to the Bible, we realize that the most important thing in our lives is God.
有神，我们就有一切。
If we have God, we have the whole world.
我们就有盼望。
If we have God, we have hope.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing that was discussed in the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们再回来看传道书。
Let's return to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第六章。
Chapter 6.
传道书第六章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
第二十八节。
Verse
28节。 第七章二十八节。
Chapter 7, verse 28.
传道者说，看啊，一千个男人中，我找到一个正直的人，但众女子中，我没有找到一个。我将这事一一比较，要寻求其理。我的心难寻找，乃未寻找。二十九节。
29.
我所找到的只有一件事，就是神造人原来是正直的，但是他们寻出许多的巧计。
28. While I was still searching, but not finding, I found one upright man among a thousand, but not one upright woman among them all. 29. This only have I found, God made mankind upright, but men have gone in search of many schemes.
这是所罗门的观察的结果。
This was the conclusion by King Solomon.
他有一千个妃嫔。
He had 1,000 concubines.
全国最漂亮的女人大概都变成他太太。
All the most beautiful women in his nation became his concubines.
但是他最后他一个结论。
Yet he had one conclusion.
说这里面找不到一个是正直的。
That among his concubines he could find not one that was upright.
这个是对人性的一个很清楚的描写。
He described the human character.
也就是说，人每一个人都有罪性。
That is, every one of us has a sinful nature.
人是被罪捆绑的。
We are controlled by our desires.
所以二十九节。
And thus in verse 29.
神造人原来是正直的。
That God originally made man to be upright.
所以圣经说神看是好的。
In the terms of God, that all humans are righteous in their behaviors.
但是他们寻出许多的巧计。
Yet men have come up with many schemes.
所以后来人变坏。
And that is why humans became more corrupt.
所以人活在这个世界上为什么没有希望？因为人性败坏。
We have no hope in this life because of the corruptness in human nature.
我们看同样的第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
我看二十节
verse 20
传道书第七章的二十节
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20
时常行善而不犯罪的义人世上实在是没有
There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins
这个地方说常常行善没有犯过罪的人世界上找不到
It states that there is not a personThat does what is right and never sins.
我们再看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
事情的终局强如事情的起头，存心忍耐胜过居心骄傲。这个骄傲是人心的一种罪。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride.
所以人的心呢，充满着骄傲。
Human's heart is filled with pride.
这个骄傲是人跟人之间有冲突，有增进。
Pride leads to conflict amongst humans.
第九节
Verse 9.
你要不要心里存急躁恼怒，因为恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。
Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools.
那这个第九节就谈提到恼怒。
In verse 9, it describes anger.
这个恼怒也是一种罪。
Anger is also a type of sin.
所以传道书里面记载很多人人性的弱点。
Ecclesiastes describes many weaknesses of humans.
所以人活在世界上为什么没有希望？因为人被罪所控制。
We have no hope in this life because we are under the control of sin.
那这个罪的结果是人失去平安。
The result of sin is a loss of peace.
因为罪使人的良心不安。
For sin causes us to lose peace in our heart.
所以人没有人心里有罪人心里没有平安。
That we have no peace within us.
那罪是人跟人的关系断绝。
Sin leads us to have conflicts with other humans.
所以本来应该是很亲的家人也没有办法亲密。
Where we should be close with our families, we no longer have that bond.
那夫妻是一体的，也分离了。
And that the husband and wife.Who was originally destined to be one body, they become separated due to sin.
所以罪使人活在世界上有很多的问题。
So sin causes many problems in our lives.
所以人如果没有改变这个罪性，人很难在生活当中有一个盼望。
Unless we lose the sinful nature, we will have no hope in our lives.
好，我们现在看主耶稣的答案。
Let's examine what Jesus told us.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15, the Gospel of John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。第一节。
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
这里主耶稣说他是一棵葡萄树。
Jesus describes himself as the true vine.
那我们每一个人是枝子。
And that we become branches on this vine.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him,He will bear much fruit.
所以圣经说每一个人像一个枝子。
The Bible describes all of us as being a branch of this vine.
那人要怎么能够改变自己变成越来越善良？
How can we change ourselves so that we may become good?
我们的生命要怎么能够更新变化？
And how can we rejuvenate our lives?
如果离开了耶稣就没有答案了。
If we leave Jesus, we will have no solution to these problems.
但是当我们一旦跟主耶稣连结，
Once when we are connected to Jesus,
我们就多结果子。
Then we will bear much fruit.
所以一个人来教会里面查考道理。
When a person comes to seek the truth,
我们常常会发现我们自己开始在改变。
We often find that we ourselves become more changed.
有时候我们的子女跟我们来教会学习道理，我们也可以感觉到我们的子女在改变。
When our children comes with us to study God's word, we can also see their changes.
我就在东部有一对夫妻来教会慕道。
On the East Coast, there was a couple who sought the truth.
本来是他的先生先来的。
Originally, the husband came.
他太太本来不来教会。
And the wife refused.
后来他教会他太太来了。
Yet later on, his wife also came.
那以后人就问他说：“你为什么要来教会？”
And the other members asked her, "Why did you come to church?"
当初要请你来，你不来。
And that you refused to come initially.
他说：“我先生去教会以后，改变很大。”
She said that that after her husband came to the church, he changed his behaviors.
他先生本来在开餐馆。
Her husband used to own a restaurant.
脾气很坏，因为事情很多，很烦。
And he was very short-tempered.
那后来他在教会慕道。
After he came to the church,
他太太第一个感觉就是他先生的脾气改变。
The first thing that she felt was that his temper became much better.
那以后他太太很好奇，就到教会里面来查考道理。
So she became curious and came to the church to seek the truth.
那以后得圣灵，她也受洗了。
After she received the Holy Spirit, she was also baptized.
以后得到很多神的恩典。
And this family received many blessings from God.
这个太太虽然有癌症，
although she later on did have cancer,
差不多第三期啊，
in stage 3,
但是来信主以后，那个癌症好了。
Yet after she came to seek the truth, she was healed.
而且生了一个很好、很可爱的小孩子。
And they had given birth to a very beautiful child.
所以信仰确实会改变一个人。
Faith can change a person's life.
因为信仰是在追求神的生命充满在我们里面。
For in faith we pursue the life of God.
那我们的生命成长改变了。
When our life is rejuvenated and changed.
你会发现很多我们周围的人际关系，我们的家庭生活都改变了。
Then we will realize that all our relationships have beenare more improved.
所以只有人找到神，
only when a person finds God,
亲近神，
and draws closer to God,
我们的人生才有改变的可能。
Then could that life be changed?
罪性才能够解除。
Then can we solve the problem of sin?
这是信仰的可贵。
This is the value of faith.
第三个也是最重要的。
The third point discussing Ecclesiastes is also important. Let's return to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书。传道书的第六章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
往糟上的家去，强如往宴乐的家，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这个事放在心上。
It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart.
第四节。
Verse 4.
智慧人的心在糟上之家， 愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
为什么人生没有希望？
Why is there no hope in life?
最后一个答案就是因为人会死。
The conclusion is that humans eventually die.
所以死使人生毫无希望可言。
Death leads to no hope in this present life.
这是人生的一个事实。
This is a fact of life.
这是没有人能够改变的事实。
This is an undeniable truth.
就是我们每一个人都会死。
That all of us will eventually die.
但是圣经告诉我们，
Yet the Bible tells us,
死并没有结束。
That the death is not the end of all things.
死只是灵魂从肉体里面出来。
Death is the separation of us, our soul and body.
那这个灵魂出来要去哪里？这个最重要。
Where does the soul go is the most important thing that we have to know.
如果死亡就是人生的结束，
If death is the conclusion of life,
今天我们也不一定要信耶稣，
then we don't need to believe in Christ.
因为死就完了。
For death is the end of all things.
所以这个地方说，往遭上的家，强如往宴乐的家。
And that is why Solomon tells us that it's better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feast.
就是要对我们人生有一个很正确的一个评估，
so that we can clearly understand what is life.
就是怎么样来面对死亡，
and to have an understanding of how to face death.
怎么能够超越死亡，
and to know how to transcend death.
有一个真正的盼望，
and have a hope.
这个是信仰最重要的一件事情。
This is the ultimate goal of faith.
就是要解决死的问题，
is to have a solution to death.
我们先来看主耶稣的答案。
Let's look at the answer that Jesus gave.
请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音的十四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 14.
我们先来看十一章，约翰福音十一章。
Chapter 11.
二十五节。
John, chapter 11.Verse 25.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
主耶稣到拉撒路的家。
Jesus went to the house of Lazarus.
他已经死了四天。
Who had died for 4 days.
他已经发臭了。
He had started to decay.
但是主耶稣说，生命在我，复活在我。
Yet Jesus said that he is the resurrection and the life.
死的人也要再复活。
That those who die can resurrect.
这个是我们对死亡的一个最重要的一个回应。
This is the key understanding that we must have regarding death.
就是主耶稣带给我们复活。
That Jesus brings to us the resurrection from death.
因为主耶稣死了三天，从死里面复活。
For Jesus himself died for 3 days and resurrected.
因此在主耶稣里面，我们就对死亡毫无惧怕。
In Jesus, we will have no fear towards death.
因为死就是离开这个世界，进到乐园。
For death means departure from the physical world and entering into the heaven.
人生有一个真正的盼望。
So that we can have a true hope in our lives.
所以主耶稣给我们盼望。
Jesus has brought us hope.
第一个
，First，
让我们活着的时候有一个盼望，人生真的很幸福。
That we can have a hope.Of a blessed life,
充满着平安跟喜乐。
A life full of peace and joy.
第二个
，Second,
主耶稣给我们盼望，让我们能够从罪性改变。
Jesus has brought us hope so that we could depart from sin.
使我们能够越来越好，像主耶稣一样。
So that we may become more like God.
第三个
，Third,
主耶稣给我们盼望
，Jesus has brought us hope,
让我们得到永生。
A hope for eternal life.
所以主耶稣确实是我们人类希望的一个最重要的关键。
And Jesus is the key to our hopes.
他来世界只有一件事情，就是要给我们希望。
The one goal in his life is to bring us hope.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
四百首。
Please be seated.
我们最后要来祷告。
Now we will conclude our service with a prayer.
我们所拜的神是又真又活的神。
Our God is living and
他是我们能够体会得到的神。
He is one that we can experience.
祷告就是对神最直接、最有力量的一个体验。
Prayer is a most direct experience we can have of God.
照着主耶稣的应许，他要把他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
Based on His promise, He is to shower us with His Spirit.
主的灵非常有能力。
His Spirit is full of power.
所以主的灵进到我们里面，我们变成刚强。
When His Spirit is within us, we will be strengthened.
我们就可以面对我们前面的困难。
Then we can face the difficulties.
主的灵进到我们里面，他会安慰我们的心。
When His Spirit is within us, it could calm us.
所以你很忧愁、很悲伤的心，全部都被拿掉，变成很喜乐、很平安。
So that your worries and your sorrow will be removed.
本来我们人很悲观啊，主的灵充满在里面，你就变成很乐观。
We may be pessimistic, yet with God's abidance, we become hopeful.
因为在神里面，一切都是好的。
For in God, all things are good.
所以这种对神的体验啊，非常的好，非常重要。
This experience is important and is good.
就是通过祷告来的。
And it's gained through our prayers.
所以我们现在要祷告。
Now we will kneel down to pray.
我们作为朋友，你也可以跟我们一起来祷告。
Now friends, we invite you to join us.
因为神爱每一个人。
For God loves all people.
所以神要每一个人体会到他的平安跟喜乐。
And God hopes for everyone to experience His joy and peace.
只要你愿意祷告，你就可以得到。
As long as you're willing to pray, you could experience.
那我们祷告很简单。
Our prayer is simple.
不需要口才。
We don't need eloquence.
只要你的心。
We need your heart.
神看人的心。
God examines our hearts.
你如果很诚恳的心向他祷告，你就会有体验。
If you are sincere in your prayer, then you will experience God.
就相信有神悬在我们当中。
Believe that God is amongst us.
然后你很专心的向他祈求。
And that you focus in your prayer.
我们祷告第一句话。奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We start our prayer by saying that we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
出声念一次。
And we say that once.
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And then we praise him by saying hallelujah, praise the Lord.
然后我们这样就可以体会到圣灵。
With that, we can experience the Holy Spirit.
神的灵就要浇灌在我们身上。
God will pour his spirit on us.
神要与我们同在。
And that he will abide with us.
所以在我们教会里面呢，对神最有力量的体验，最宝贵的体验就是圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
The most valuable experience that we can all have is the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
那我们祷告的时候，如果对神渴慕，我们祷告就会很迫切。
If we thirst after God, our prayers will be sincere.
因为你很迫切，你很希望体验到他，你很希望他充满在你内心。
And because we desire for him to be with us, we will experience him.
那这样祷告很迫切，就感动神。
And that prayer will move God.
那神就会赐圣灵、赐平安给我们。
And God will give us His peace.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we will kneel down to pray.
那如果你要愿意接受按手祷告的，欢迎你到前面来。你要求圣灵、求恩典，都可以到前面来。
And if you have any things that you want to pray about and to receive assistance in that prayer, you can come forward.
那祷告最重要是我们跟神的祈求。
The prayer is a direct communication between us and God.
但是教会里面的长老、执事、传道会帮我按手，一种帮助。
Yet the elders and the deacons can lay their hands upon us to help us in our prayers.
使我们能够得到神的恩典。
So that we may receive God's blessing and grace faster.
所以我们现在要来祷告。如果你要求恩典、求圣灵的欢迎你到前面来。
If you wish to pray for the Holy Spirit or for God's grace, please come forward.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.